test 72, section 3, question 18, and here we're looking for an assumption. Sanderson intentionally didn't tell his cousin about overhearing someone say that the factory would close. So Sanderson kind of hid the fact that the factory is going to close, knowing that if he withheld this information, his cousin would assume it will remain open. So he knew that the cousin would think, oh, yeah, it's going to stay open. Clearly, this was morally wrong. Okay, so the conclusion is that it's morally wrong. After all, lying is morally wrong. Okay, so lying is morally wrong. And making a statement with the intention of misleading someone is lying. Okay, so again, making a statement to mislead is wrong, is lying, and so therefore it's wrong. True, it was Sanderson's failing to state something that misled his cousin, so he didn't say anything. Yet there's no moral difference between stating and failing to state if they are done with the same intention. Now, here, one of the things that we have as an assumption is that failing to state and stating are the same if you have the same intention. We have to assume that Sanderson intended for his children or for his cousin to assume that the factory would close or would stay open or wouldn't close, I guess is the better thing. And so that's kind of the idea. So we look at this. So A, Sanderson believed that his cousin would not want to be informed. We don't have to assume anything about whether the cousin would want to. No one ever told Sanderson's cousin about the factory closing. We don't have to assume that either. Sanderson believed that the factory would, in fact, be closing. So here, if we have to kind of assume that Sanderson thought that, in order for it to be wrong, Sanderson would have had to have intentionally misled someone. And if Sanderson didn't believe that the factory was actually going to close, then Sanderson wouldn't have been misleading. So yes, even though that seems a little bit odd, we do have to assume that because we have to assume things about Sanderson's mental states. Sanderson would have lied to his cousin if his cousin had asked him. We don't know that for sure. Sanderson had something to gain. We don't have to assume that. And therefore, C is the correct answer. Because Sanderson's intention is relevant, therefore Sanderson's belief that it would close is an essential thing for this argument. And so C is our correct answer.